Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dire Straits is back. That's Mark Knopfler on the guitar. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'd like to follow you home with our newsletter, if you will. Let us do that. I think you'll like it. We'll send it to you on Sunday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon. We're coming up on our 13th anniversary of the newsletter. And haven't missed an edition every Sunday. And also, don't forget to take the poll question. We have a new poll question on the homepage. We ask every week. We want to know what you think, so check it out. Josh Costello is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's a longtime Brain Trust member. His company is ApplyingKnowledgeSystems.com. Is that right, Josh?
It actually goes under MeasureMax.com.
There you go. That's the one I remember, MeasureMax.com.
Right.
So check that out, folks. Check out the things that Josh does to help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And we're talking about some things that you and I can learn for our businesses, for selling to customers, for acquiring and keeping customers, that we can learn from some of the things we're seeing the politicians do, especially the presidential candidates. What's the next one, Josh?
Well, when we were talking before about not being for everyone, so who should you pursue? And I think we see it in the campaign is that you want to go after customers that, number one, table stakes, pay their bills, but secondly, will make great references. You know, as they do in presidential campaigns, they look for excellent endorsements. Well, in our sales world, we're looking for people that will make great references, that will endorse you, that will give you leads that say, you can use my name, go call on them. And that's the way that you really grow. And I think
if you're a politician, you get in front of a friendly audience, say, tell your friends about us, encourage your friends to vote for us. And if you're in business, you meet someone that's in your wheelhouse, so to speak, just you say, who do you know who is like you that I could call on?
Exactly, Jim. I think the term that they use, or the term I often hear, is, you know, the nice tagline on it is energize your base. Well, in small business,
right,
we have to do the
right
same thing, right? We have to energize
right
our base. When was the last time that you went to your existing base, your existing customers, and say, do you love what I do? Do you have a reference or two that you can give me where I can use your name? And one of the things that I've actually done and find that it really focuses on whether and really clarifies whether they're really a great reference is ask them to make the phone call.
Right.
It's one thing.
There's no question about it. Definitely ask them to make the introduction, whether it be an email or a phone call or something. There's no question about that, because that's when it's the most powerful, when they actually take the time to do that, rather than say, yeah, call this guy and tell him I sent you. Now, that can work, but it's not as good as if they make the contact themselves. All right, what's next?
Well, you know, it's funny when they tell you, call this guy because I sent you, sometimes I'm wondering if they're just doing that so I get off their back, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they weren't. They want to send me somewhere else. That's why I always like to have them call. You know, the other thing is know your unique strengths and unique weaknesses. You know, what are you really better at than anyone else? And what are you not, you know, what are you not as good at as everyone else? And lead with your unique strengths. You know, the worst thing that, or one of the worst things I think we do, and especially I'll go back to the presidential campaign, is that when you're trying to dislodge an existing supplier, competitor, a sitting president be the case, you know, it doesn't help by you making me too claim that that person does that or that company does it, and we can do the same thing. You know, it doesn't resonate.
And then what do I need you for if you do everything they do?
Exactly, but yet we hear it every day, right? And we do it every day. Oh, we do that too. Well, who cares? Especially if you're trying to dislodge the existing competitor, you have to come up with something that's unique. And the way that you determine if something's unique is not whether you think it's unique, it's whether the customer thinks it's unique you can put measurable value. And what we mean by unique is that it's something that helps them achieve a goal and creates measurable value, not perceived. Measurable value, right? We've always talked about it. It's something that you can convert to dollar savings. And I don't just mean lower price. Maybe you get faster delivery. Maybe you speed up the number of what it costs for, their transactional costs, their bills, their invoicing, your credit terms. You know, there's so many things that I think that we need to reexamine in business, especially during this economy, that says, what is unique to us that creates measurable value that my client's going to say that will help me?
And you better know before you offer it to a customer, you do need to do the homework, or a prospect, you need to do the homework to find out, number one, if it means the same thing to them, and specifically how it could fit in with what the customer or the prospect wants. Because otherwise, you're going to get embarrassed because they're going to say, so what? If you haven't done the homework to find out, they're going to say, so what? You know, what does that mean to me? It might be exciting to you. It might be exciting to the previous customer. But this customer in front of you, this prospect in front of you, might say, so what? You're going to kind of be embarrassed when that happens. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about some more of this after these messages with our good friend Josh Costell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.